Welcome. Thank you very much. Gene Spilker presentation category. Wow. You guys take hours and hours of work, you throw it on stage, you get evaluated like 6 minutes or whatever, and then, you know, we shoot numbers at you, and then we throw a bunch of things at you, and then you take it home, you try to fix it all, right?
Yeah.
Easy. It's an easy job.
Yeah.
Easy thing, right? So, this will be no exception. As time goes by, and always, have you shared your numbers with everybody?
I don't think they've all heard of them.
Presentation category, 59, 63, 63, first song. 62, 60, and 58 on the second song.
I think it's switched around. I think the 62 and 59 are reversed.
59, 63, 63, second, first song.
First song, 63, 62, 63.
Yeah, the 50s were in the second. We thought, yes.
Well, maybe.
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 Maybe we got to talk to the content administrator.
Put a question mark on that one. My sheet
anyway
reflects differently.
All right.
But what we're talking about is all within around the same range,
right,
which is great news because that we know. We know what this course is about. We know what they need. This is good stuff, right? So as time goes by, what a great song for this group. The message isn't too heavy to where, you know, the burden is on the man to try to be extremely vulnerable or aggressive, thankfully. But the thing that we do have to do is be responsible for this sort of backbeat feeling. And we missed a little bit of that backbeat sort of feeling, that secondary pulse that is inherent throughout the entirety of the song. It provides a lot of the energy that this song needs carrying from start to finish. So when we talk about stamina, a lot of times we just sort of abandon that backbeat to whatever was left to get through it. And some of that just comes from just raw energy. The man fatigues. There's a limitation to our matter, our makeup. And so we've got to become superhuman a little bit on that just to make sure that we're maintaining that without having the director always pulling that from you. No pun intended for the second song. The energy level is going to be in there. The synchronization issues are going to clean up from there. One of the coolest things about this chorus was when you did the bridge on As Time Goes By, every man was there.
Yeah, we've been really working that bridge.
It was evident.
Yeah.
So it's not to say that you've got to work that hard on the other parts too, but that part really stuck out as being dynamic. So now we're like, we know they're capable,
right,
so you can't fall back on it for the third chorus and through the tag or whatever the rest of the song is. So make sure that everything is just as stellar as that bridge part was. It was engaged emotionally. Every man seemed to be really had a good buy-in to it. But as time goes by, it just kind of became a little bit more laid back, you know, as we kind of got back into it. Always having that back pulse is going to be the key, I think, to just keeping the energy, keeping the drive and just the metronome behind it all.
Don't doubt we're going to hear that from music category.
Great. Good singing. It seems sometimes careful just to make sure that it didn't get, you know, too splattery. And we kind of see that emotionally that washes things down a little bit for us. And so we're like, oh.
Take a risk. And,
indeed. Yeah. Indeed. So now that, you know where that is, you can sort of shore up that side. Instead of having a bubble under the carpet, you know, you want to make sure that you get them all at the same time. Here's the deal. Anytime that you're working craft, anytime that you're working technique, anytime that you're working on sound issues, you're always working on the emotion of the song. Always working on the emotion of the song. Never just, I know somebody's probably said that to you before. Here it is, coming at you again. Always, always. And when you jump back in after, you know, starting and stopping several times, it's got to be with the emotion that you just left. It's got to be, you got to know where you are in the song emotionally so you can really recreate it so it doesn't take a couple of chords to finally get itself on track. And that will speed up the process down the road for you as you continue to rise up in your performance skill towards the audience, and we'll receive it so much better. As time goes by, you say it a truckload of different times, make sure that we add some different elements. It's these things as time goes by, or it's these things as time goes by, or these things as time goes by. Now, I use three different voice inflections, but generally speaking, emotionally, you probably have different things that preceded it. Mm-hmm. So use it as if it's like punctuation. Mm-hmm. So one's a question mark, one's an exclamation point, one's a period. But really, it's one reflects her dress, and the other reflects going out, and the other reflects your first date. So whatever it is, just make sure that as time goes by, reflects that in what you just said or that in what you are going to say. Mm-hmm. It's common with repetitive songs with a hook to it. So that's what keeps it interesting. And then the last thing I'll say about this, and I'm not sure, but it might have crossed over to both songs, is all your held chords have to make sure that they are all the way to the end, and they always have an accelerated bit of energy, visual and vocal, so that they don't die. If you don't always have them, sort of adding something to them as you're holding it, gravity just takes it down. Regardless of whether you're just hitting it, it's always going to have the tendency to sound like it's going downward, unless you are adding something to make it go otherwise.
You might have heard that before.
No, it's possible.
I never said it.
My chorus still hears that one. Sure. I don't think there's a chorus in here that couldn't use that and just remember that. So always, great, great stuff. Then when the springtime, da 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 da. A little choppy, a little bit acute on that one. Then when the springtime, or whatever you choose.
Which usually what we should be doing.
Yeah.
I'll have to listen to it.
Performance error, perhaps.
No, this one always did not perform to the level we've been doing in rehearsal.
Oh, fair enough. Yeah. Okay. All right. So this is one of those songs where. It has a, generally speaking, this climax is essentially really close to the end, and then just sets down nicely, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. I remembered of it as well. So there always has to be this sort of tension. This is a poor analogy, but Jack in the Boxes, kind of have that. Thank you. At this point, you're starting to anticipate what's coming next, right? Dun, 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 dun. Right. And at this point, you're like just waiting for it. And that's the essentially climax of the thing. And so make sure that this song always has that sort of tension that's just sort of building all the way to that climax. And then you can just set it down nicely at that point. So same thing. You're saying something over and over. I'm loving you always, always, always. You always, always, always. Not for just an hour, not for just a day, not for just a year, but always. It's like these moments repeat themselves, but it has to have, the first one was okay, the second one is good, the third one's great, the last one is humongous, right? It just has to have that sort of always going towards that, what's that word again, to the climax, and then pop, and then you come down to the rest of the song. And that's kind of how you end it. Stamina as well. Second song, guys start to get gassed a little bit, maybe performance errors, but so that trails off, and it's like, oh, finish it up. So a little bit of stamina. Watch the video a couple times. One of the fun things that I like to do is watch the video, and hopefully you all get a chance to sort of get your own individual copy. So whether you're auditing yourself or just holistically the course, I like to dial it down where there's no sound at all. Just take a peek. Is my visual expression really demonstrating exactly what it is that I hoped it would at this point? Sometimes yes, sometimes most of the time it'll be yes. There'll be that occasion where you're like, I'd like that one back. I'd like that phrase back visually. And so it wasn't any one person. It was multiple people at different times. And everybody took their turn. visually and vocally, it just started to get a little tired. Mm-hmm. And just finishing it strong as left hand, but good, you know, finish that the song has. Beautiful. Next time you sing it, it's already better.
Yeah.
You know, so hallelujah. 6 minutes of your life just got evaluated, right? Not for just 6 minutes, but always you get to sing in a great chorus, and always you get to provide great music together and enjoy the brotherhood of Barbershop, and hopefully the rest of the convention will pale in comparison to your experience, the small little contribution to the experience that you provided on stage, which was magnificent. But it doesn't tell who each of you are as people. It's just simply another thing that you got to do this weekend, which is really kind of cool. So I'm proud of you guys. You did really well.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work, because this course really has a lot of good stuff in it.
Kind of an ebb, and now we're back up, and we're starting in the right direction. We're building things.
We're getting more excitement in the course about singing.
Once you just continue, get to every couple of ones, you're like, oh, now the guys are getting hungrier and hungrier for it. And they're working offline and coming back in. That's true.
So do you need a scenario for almost every phrase to get the energy?
You know, that's a scary point, but it's a great question.
You
need an overall holistic idea of what you want us to experience. But if you take away the guys on the risers' opportunity to make their own interpretation of what you mean by providing a solid, finite scenario, they may not be able to fully get into it.
So how do we jack up those
That's
phrases?
An excellent next question. It would be from the emotion. Not for just an hour, a short period of time. Thank you. A day, a lifetime, a millennium, an experience, a legacy. You've got to create the emotion that would come with each of those, not just the words. We can talk more about it.
Okay.
Thank you very much. My pleasure.
I was hoping he'd tell me something different. I've never heard from anybody in our class.